Cities and Coasts, a brand new single called Long Time Coming here on Neo Rocks. And joining us on the hotline right now, it's kind of weird to say that.
You've always wanted to say that, haven't you?
Nathan Hedges, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm really excited to be back on, you know, talking with you guys. We've, spoke many times before, so it just feels good to be, talking to you guys again about music, you know, so it's good.
Well, I got to tell you, Nathan, it's great to have you on. We've been playing your single here for the last few weeks. I do have to tell you that you have not lost your Cleveland accent.
Thanks, man. You know, these Midwest roots run real deep.
So whereabouts are you right now?
Right now I'm in Portland, Oregon. I am sun is still shining. It's like 70 degrees here. I'm walking around outside, you know, going to probably grab a brewski after this or something. And just kind of enjoying the West Coast, Pacific Northwest, and, you know, spending time back and forth between Cleveland and other travels.
Well, Nathan, this has been a great interview, but we got to go now. You mentioned the weather within 30 seconds. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm just kidding.
All right. Oh, okay. Well, good talking to you guys. I'll call you when the next single comes out.
But you do have a single that we've been playing here for the last couple weeks. Why don't you kind of tell us about it and, just tell us about it if you can.
Yeah, so, I think people that are familiar with Cities and Coasts, you know what we sound like. It's very, retro, harmony, vocal heavy, kind of just indie, retro, pop songs that, you know, just kind of pay tribute to the music that we all kind of liked growing up and, you know, the stuff that you'd kind of, I guess, hear more on the oldie station, but kind of making it a little more somewhat current. I mean, that's just what we like to do, but this is a little different because usually, you know, I was in Cleveland when we were working on the last record, and so we were all sitting in the room at the same time doing this, and obviously that's the normal way to make a record, but since, you know, everybody in the band is in other bands on tour, living, you know, on the East Coast, living on the West Coast. Now we really truly are like in different cities on different coasts, but still making music together. So, I basically did a lot of the production in Portland, you know, did what I could here in the studio and then, you know, work with Jim Stewart on this record. I think you guys know Jim Stewart, did a great job on this. So he, helped kind of coordinate the time with other people coming into the studios at different times. So I hope I'm not breaking anybody's heart when they are listening to how this record made, but a lot of records are made that way. It's not a live jam session. You know, you kind of build it piece by piece. And so a lot of this was not in the same room at the same time or even in the same cities at the same time. So, we had the Bryants come in and track their parts some days when they were in town from touring, and then same with Mikey Gould on drums for about half of this record. And then, Anthony Fody, played drums on some of the record. We got, Matthew DeRubertis. I can't say his last name, but he's a phenomenal bass player. He'll be on, part of the record. And so we've got some of the usual Cleveland suspects, but, we also have just some new people that haven't been on the records before, and it's just a really fun kind of retro pop tune. Like it kind of has like a sound of like David Bowie's Modern Love with like a little Motown Shirelles with like a little Mark Ronson kind of sound to it. So it's just like a kind of just like a fun upbeat retro pop song, you know.
Cool.
So it was really fun to write. Really fun.
So are you going to be bringing anybody from the West Coast back to Cleveland when you start playing?
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's coming with me, but it might just be me and my fiance, unless I can get her to play in the band. But, you know, there's a constantly revolving lineup change. So, you know, maybe we can get her in the van. I don't know. But, you know, to go back to your original, your last question, you know, what is this about? How we make it? You know, this one's just really kind of about, like, if you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of about, like, losing something you love, whether it's permanent or temporary. You know, specifically, I remember Leslie was leaving for a trip to New York, and I was thinking, you know, she was leaving, and I was saying, oh, it sucks. You know, she wasn't really leaving on a train, but she was leaving on a plane. But, you know, and then that, like, moment of not being with somebody and then when they come back. So it's kind of got that, like, that person's leaving and then the person's kind of coming back and there's, like, that resolution. So it's kind of just, like, a story about that kind of thing. And it's kind of about also, like, leaving Cleveland, you know? That feeling of something that you love is kind of gone away. And then every time you kind of come back to the city, I kind of feel that love again. So it's about a lot of stuff like that, about stuff that you love that kind of goes away and then, you know, kind of comes back to you.
Well, we've been talking with Nathan Hedges of Cities and Coasts. Nathan, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Can't wait to see you eventually down the line in person again. And can't wait to hear more new music.
Enjoy that 70-degree weather in the brewski, too, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. I will. Take care, guys.
Take care, Nathan. Bye. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
To notice you staring from the other side of this room, of this room. It's so hard to believe it's true. I spent all these years just thinking about.